State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS, brought to you by Toots, good food and fun, by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reef Singh Drugstore.
The Lady Blaze and the Lady Falcons here tonight coming up for you. Starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Lincoln County, I believe, will be the first introduced. Usually the visiting team gets introduced first. Lincoln County at 22-10 on the year. And number 12, Courtney Story, Jr., going to get the start tonight, along with number 15, Morgan Higgins. Morgan, a junior as well. Shyla Buchanan, senior, makes her way out. Number 24, the post player, McKinley Slayton. She is a junior. And number 33, Whitney Graham, senior. Looks like a forward spot there for Whitney Graham. Story, Buchanan, Graham, Slayton, and Higgins. Now for the starting lineups for the Lady Blaze of Blackman High School. Number 11, Micah Norris, 5'10", junior guard, Norris. Number 14, Amanda Pollock, 5'4", senior guard, Pollock. Number 32, Crystal Dangerfield, 5'5", freshman guard, Dangerfield. Number 42, Jazz Bond getting the start tonight, 6'3", freshman forward. And the last starter will be Alex Johnson, number 34, Johnson, 6-foot sophomore post, Johnson. It's Bond, Johnson, Norris, Pollock, and Dangerfield. You have two freshmen, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior in this lineup for the Lady Blaze, who are 24-3 on the year. Two of their three losses to number one Riverdale. Actually, all three losses.
All three,
I'm
yes.
Sorry. It's that part of the year where all those numbers start to run together.
And Brian, looking at it right now as they walk out on the court, Blackman has a definite size advantage.
Well, you add Jazz Bond in there, she's going to give you a size advantage just about every time. Jumping center is Higgins and Bond. It's tipped up and finally controlled by Buchanan. They're moving right to left as we see it in the blue uniforms, a little silver and a little red in there. To the low post, trying to back in there is Higgins. Shot up, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Johnson. They're moving left to right in the white uniforms, quickly down the floor. Thrown away by Dangerfield, trying to feed Micah Norris underneath the basket. And it will be Blackman Lady Blaze basketball on the far baseline. A toss in. They whip it, I guess out of bounds. Yep.
Pass to no one on that one.
I think someone was supposed to cut through on that play and did not do so. They're going to put on some full court pressure after they retrieve the ball from the restroom in the hallway. It's still rolling, I think.
And here we go. We got it back.
Slayton tosses in. Buchanan going to be pressured in the backcourt. He's the point guard to the foul line. Pull-up jumper at the foul line off the right side of the rim. Pulled out of there by Bond. Bond over to Norris, now to Dangerfield where they want it. Behind the back dribble and goes straight away now to the left wing. Pollock now gets it back. Asks for a pick and gets that pick. Doesn't use it. Flips it back to Norris, who set it to the top of the key. Now to Pollock, left wing. Pollock looks in. Nothing there. Trying to get it to Johnson. To Micah Norris, who drives in the lane from the right side. The layup no good. Johnson battling for the rebound. Throws it back to try to save it. And Bond runs down the loose ball. Norris out to Dangerfield. 4-3. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound Bond. Turns, spins in the lane. This won't go. Can't buy one.
Both teams coming out a little cold right now.
Down the far sideline come the Lady Falcons. Pass across the court to Slayton. Slayton in the near corner to Graham. Now back out front. Buchanan has it straight away. To the left wing, Graham. They feed inside, get it to Higgins. Has it blocked. Bond just stands there, and Higgins travels with the basketball. Turnover for the Lady Falcons.
Both teams coming out rather tentative right now. Looks like they're trying to get into the flow of the game and just haven't done so as of yet.
Well, it's going to be a long night if they're going to continue to try to get Higgins the ball down there where Johnson and Bond are. The feed gets underneath to Johnson. She is fouled. The basket goes, and she heads to the free throw line. Nice move there by Alex Johnson to score the first basket of the night.
They could probably get it into Bond and Johnson all night because they have a huge advantage in height right now.
McKinley Slayton with the foul. The plus one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line crawls around the rim and will not fall. 2-0 Lady Blaze. We've played close to 2 minutes here. First round region action. The winner moves on to the semis. Pass out front. Story has it. Penetrates. Glides in there. Loose ball. Picked up. Dangerfield. She's on the run. She stops, turns, spins, goes up, and lays it in the hole.
Great move by Crystal Dangerfield right there, taking care of the fast break.
And it's 4-2, and we've got a 30-second timeout here on the floor, which gives me an opportunity to tell you about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Their phone number, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Brian, coming back out of this timeout, Lincoln County really needs to get something going. They're trying to get it down low, and that's just not happening right now.
It's going to be a long night if they're going to continue to try to do that, because that's just a tall order.
No pun intended.
Well, maybe just a little.
Blackman comes out in the press again.
Full length of the floor to go after the Slayton inbound. Pass here to the near side to Story. Back to Slayton. They're still in the backcourt. They get it to Buchanan, and she just gets it across in time to Story at the foul line. That's a pretty good look, and missed the shot. And then Story is going to foul Bond after the rebound. It's going to be a long night on the boards for the Lady Falcons as well, if the first 2.5 minutes are any indication. Second team foul. Lincoln County not pressing. Dangerfield picks up a trot, crosses the timeline now. Flips it back to Pollock between the circles. Right wing as they move left to right from Norris inside to Bond, and she's fouled from behind.
Like Slayton over the back on that.
They're really trying to keep Bond and Johnson away from the hole, and I'm not sure if that's going to be a good formula. I don't know what is a good formula.
Not with the height advantage they've got out here tonight. Blackman's going to keep pushing it inside.
Bond feeds to Johnson off the glass, kisses it in from the right block.
And they can make layups all day.
6-0 Lady Blaze. Far side, it's Buchanan. Walking it across now, Slate passes it up, actually, to Story now. Under tremendous pressure, Buchanan passes across court. Now the three put up from the left side by Liz Faulkner, who checked in. No good. Rebound put back. Higgins won't fall. And they pull down the rebound. Long pass up, stolen away. First Blackman turnover. Here's Story. Foul line jumper. Good. Courtney Story.
Well, they took advantage of the turnover right there and turned it into 2 points. They're going to have to do that a lot more if they want to stay in this game, though.
4-point Blackman lead with Dangerfield coming here to the near side, waiting for Norris to pop out. Now burns it underneath to Johnson. Missed the turnaround jumper, and then Johnson over the back with the foul. I think all of that was planned, and Norris kind of lured the double team that they're trying to use down low, but Johnson couldn't finish off the shot.
Well, it looks as if Blackman is going to continuously just push it inside right now, and it's working so far.
Faulkner, senior, inbounds. Story zigzags in the backcourt to get it across the timeline now. She backs it up into the corner, makes the long pass that's off of the foot of Graham, right into the hands of Blackman. Dangerfield not going to stop at the foul line, takes it to the left side, and lays it up with the left hand.
And she does that as good as anyone in this district right now.
8-2, Lady Blaze with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Buchanan pull-up jumper is blocked by Bond, but the putback went right into the hands of King, who just came in. Kalia King, number 23, a junior. 4-point Blackman lead. Norris in the lane, cuts through. Bangs it home from just inside the foul line. Norris, her first basket of the night. Full length of the floor to go here now for the Lady Falcons. They do get it across the timeline. Story fakes right, goes left, and lays it in.
Went in amongst the trees and made it count.
Courtney Story with the basket. Long feet up. Johnson goes up. She's going to be fouled on the fast break basket. She had the numbers for a brief time until they came down to clobber her.
Courtney Story from Lincoln County, probably the smallest one on the floor right now, just took it right to the hole in the midst of the trees and put it away.
It's Johnson at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first one is no good. She'll have another shot at it. Angel Allen coming in. 5'5 sophomore guard for the Lady Blaze. First sub in here for Blackman. Fans Heating and Air providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. Second toss is good. And Morgan going to come in. Morgan Miller. She comes in to give Johnson a breather. Johnson leading the Blackman scoring with five as they have an 11-6 lead. Faulkner in the backcourt. Over to Buchanan. Gets it across the timeline. Now back over to Faulkner. She tries the dish into the corner and threw it away. Graham couldn't hold on to it. How many turnovers is that?
That's four turnovers for Lincoln County already, Brian.
2:53 left here in the first.
And really not a lot of pressure that time by Blackman. It was just a bad pass.
Dangerfield almost carries the ball, but flips it over to Allen, to Morgan Miller. Now Allen, back to Miller, playing catch. Dumps it down low, going to the rack. It's the big girl, Miss Jazz Bond.
They're just throwing it up and letting her go get it right now.
It's a little easier to get a 6'3 to go get it.
Yes, it is.
First basket for Bond, 13-6. And they finally get it across. Buchanan feeds down low in the paint. Now they kick it back out. The three-pointer by Story, no good. Rebound Norris. Blackman on the run. Going up is Norris for the layup, and it's blocked. He stripped it away from her, but Blackman retains possession here, and they get it back to Dangerfield out front to Allen, now right wing. Bond to Dangerfield. Now they feed down low to Miller. She turns, backs in there with the left hand off the glass.
They just continue to use the size advantage down low, and it's going to pay off as the game wears on.
In the backcourt, trouble for Faulkner, stolen away, and Dangerfield going up. The basket goes, and it's an intentional foul. I have no idea how that went.
I do not either. She twisted and turned and threw it up over her head, banked it off, and it rolled around and went in.
Foul is on Faulkner. And again, they called the intentional foul. The basket is good, makes it 17-6.
She'll get these free throws, and Blackman will receive the ball back. So this could turn into a huge trip down the floor.
When she hits this free throw, it could be a 5 or a 6 point possession. And I jinxed it. She missed it. Toss for Dangerfield. The minute 35 to go. Got it. 7 points for Dangerfield. Six, your new score. Blackman basketball. Allen, they put the ball on the floor. She's got to inbound it. The count is on. They get it to Bond. Flips it way out here to Morgan Miller. She can shoot the three. Two Kennedy Killings in the game. This one off the side of the rim. And a Morgan Miller foul on the rebound. She fouled Higgins. It's her first, and it's only the second Blackman team foul as we near the completion of the first quarter of play. Kiana Miller in the game for the Lady Falcons. She's a senior. They tried to dump it down low in the paint and threw it away, and that was intended for King.
Turnover number 6 now for Lincoln County here in the first quarter.
18-6, your score. Blackman up. And Allen down the floor. That yelling you hear in the background is Coach Chad Hibden calling the play. Johnson turns it over in the front court, and that's really not where Coach Hibden really wanted her to get the ball.
In tennis, I believe it would be called an unforced error.
Yes. Gives Lincoln County a shot here. Try to chip away at this lead. Blackman is built. Feed down low, turning, spinning, and getting free off the right block is Kalia King. Gets it back down to 10. The lead for Blackman. Morgan Miller. Passes to Pollock. Back to Miller. She glides in the lane, lost the ball, saved it, threw it back in, and then tipped by Lincoln County and Blackman basketball in front of the Lincoln County bench. And coming back in is Norris and Bond and Dangerfield for Killings and Allen and Morgan Miller.
Blackman just deep enough where they can run 9 or 10 players and really not lose anything with anyone on the floor.
Bond at the left wing to Pollock for three, swish. First bank three from the far corner. Amanda Pollock. She nailed a few big ones in that game with Oakland the other night.
Yes, she did. And continues her hot streak right now.
22 seconds. The right wing spot, Story glides in the lane. Blocked by Norris. Right into the hands of Miller for Lincoln County. Then a foul with 15 seconds to go in the first period. Foul is on Norris. Her first, third team foul. End of one quarter of play, Smyrna 15, Columbia 14. 15-14, Smyrna leading at Columbia. That's a good sign.
Yes, it is. Bit of a surprise there as well. Miller, well, it's a huge surprise.
Well, hopefully they can hold on to that. Be all right with me. First one no good by Miller. Second one is good. 21-9 and 15 seconds here for Blackman to work with. Dangerfield down the floor, behind the back dribble, gets it over to Bond. Now to Pollock, left wing with eight. To Bond, back to Norris, trying to cut through. It's Johnson underneath with 2 seconds, misses the shot. And Buchanan lets one fly from midcourt, and it is no good. So your score after the first quarter of play, Blackman 21 and Lincoln County 9. You're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS. Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and just wanted to say congratulations to all of our great athletes in Rutherford County, both boys and girls basketball teams. We've got a lot of wonderful athletes out there with great sportsmanship, and congratulations to all them and their fine coaches. Sprint by Cellular Concepts, with three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back here as we get underway quickly to start the second quarter. Blackman up 21-9, turning, spinning in the lane. It's a little four-footer for Jazz Bond.
Just continuing to pound it inside, Brian, and there is absolutely nothing Lincoln County can do with it.
Almost stole the ball. Lincoln County holds on to it. Buchanan. Now they flip it around into the corner. The three put up by Slayton. No good. Rebound, Lincoln County. It's one of a few that they've had. Story just fires it up toward the hole, and it falls. 6 points for Courtney Story. Dangerfield to the foul line, back out to Bond. Now right wing Norris looks in to Johnson, finds Bond going through the lane, and she's going to be fouled. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update after one quarter of play at Shelbyville 9, Riverdale 7. 9-7 Shelbyville leading Riverdale, and Smyrna leading by 1, 15-14 at Columbia. All on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First toss for Bond at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Falls away. No good. Fans Heating and Air, 893-7930. The second toss is good. 5 points for Bond, 24-11. So far, this is the only runaway game. Don't really have any idea what's going on with Oakland and Franklin County. They have one cell tower in Winchester, and it's probably overloaded. Buchanan at the far wing, passes back out front, Slayton. Now Graham to the left wing, back over to Buchanan. Being very patient here on this offensive trip. Buchanan being guarded by Dangerfield. They flip it back out, and the three is put up. No good by Slayton, rebound, Blackman. Dangerfield, long pass up. Norris got too far underneath, flips it over to Bond, and Bond's going to be hacked and fouled. And going back to the foul line, probably, yes.
Once again, Blackman just gets it down the floor quick, gets it inside, and with the size advantage, we keep saying it, but that's all it is right now. Jazz Bond, just so much bigger than anyone on the floor.
Kalia King is back in the game. Kennedy Killings comes in for Micah Norris. Sacklin doesn't fall either for, that's one and one. It wasn't a shooting.
And Blackman only 3 for 8 from the free throw line. One thing they're not doing correctly tonight.
Missed the front end of that, fans. Heating and air 1-1, and now it's Lincoln County's basketball. Looking underneath to Graham. Graham can't find anybody back out front. They clogged the inside. Lincoln County just trying to cut through somebody in the lane to see if they can find an opening. Buchanan has to get rid of it and does to Story on the right wing. Back to Higgins out front. Back to Story. Far side, turns, spins, gets free. And got past Bond with a great fake.
Excellent move by her again. Not afraid to take it inside.
24-13, Blackman. Killings in the near corner. Got to get rid of it.
They have 5 seconds, though.
No, they got the timeout called, I think, instead. Timeout on the floor. Blackman, 24-13 is your score with 5:33 left here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
No more mess of pills. No more confusion of what pill to take when. This is Lori St. Smith at Reeve St. Simplify your life with Medipack, the pre-sorted prescription program from Reeve St. Medipack is a national caregiver-friendly award winner because it is innovative and efficient, taking the worry out of caring for your loved ones. Call Reeve St. today at 278-0770 or visit MedipackRx.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back here on WGNS, AM FM, online at WGNSradio.com as Crystal Dangerfield readies to inbound the basketball here on the near baseline. Does so to Morgan Miller, and Miller travels with the ball. Drugger foot, and unforced turnover there. That's happened to them, let's see. They've turned it over four times.
Four times, three of them unforced.
Three of them, yep. Down the floor is Story to the right wing. Now back out top of the key, Higgins. Left wing, Graham has it.
Lincoln County seems to just be content to be patient and run some clock right now and make sure they get a good shot.
Last time they got a pretty decent look. Buchanan between the circles now. They feed it in the far corner. Story for three. It is no good. But they run down the loose ball. Do they or do they not? It's out of bounds off of Story. So Blackman will inbound. Micah Norris will trigger in the pass in front of the Blackman bench to Crystal Dangerfield, who stops and waits on Coach Hibden to give her the play. Crosses the timeline now to Angel Allen back in the game. Back to Dangerfield to Killings. Killings passes across court to Allen. Morgan Miller gets it in the far corner. Now in the corner after the pass from Dangerfield, Killings fires up the long two from about 12. No good. Rebound, Story glides in the lane. She walked before.
They're going to call the foul, though, Brian.
Yep.
She did take steps.
Yeah, she anticipated the foul was coming, but they called the foul instead. Lincoln County to inbound near baseline. They get it in. Story penetrates, double teamed, and now flips it back out to Graham. Fires up the three, no good. And Norris comes out of there after battling for the rebound to Dangerfield. Down the floor quickly. Pull up at the foul line, a little long. Miller tipped it, but it's in Lincoln County's hands, and Story brings it down. Story looks inside, now around the horn to Graham, deep in the left corner. Back to Story, left wing. She has been their biggest scorer with eight. Now Buchanan for three. A little long, but rebound. Higgins.
Lincoln County not doing a bad job on the offensive glass right now. Big size disadvantage, but they're only trailing in rebounds by two right now.
Ball's on the floor. There's going to be a foul called on Allen, I believe. They do have Miller in the paint trying to clog things up down there and pull down the rebounds. They are going to bring Johnson back in. Johnson's coming in for who? I think for Allen. So going with a little bigger presence down in the post.
Pollock in for Killings also, and they did call that foul on Kennedy Killings.
Okay. Killings with the foul there. 24-13. Blackman up with 3:24 left in the first half. At the left wing, Faulkner. Back outside to King. Now stolen away. Dangerfield. Little snowbird on the other end. Dangerfield with nine. And a timeout, Lincoln County, which we will take as well as they trail 26-13 on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
People are concerned about the rising costs of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
And Faulkner gets the inbounds pass to her on the left block. Fires it up, and the two is good. On the other end, Johnson goes up after the fast break, and she's going to be fouled by Higgins. That is number two on Higgins.
Let's see if Blackman can improve this free throw shooting at all right now.
Fans heating an air free throw for Johnson. Shot it, and in and out.
Only 3 for 9 from the line.
Blackman holding on to an 11-point lead. Johnson with four quick dribbles, another for good measure, this one long. 30% from the foul line for the Lady Blaze here in the first half.
Not what Coach Chad Hebden wants to see from the line at all.
Lady Falcons lose the ball momentarily, run down by Buchanan to Graham. Story pops out to help. Top of the key. They get it to Buchanan in the far corner. Now Story fakes, drives in the lane, gets open, and misses the toss from about four. Behind the back dribble. Dangerfield up the floor to Norris for two. Micah Norris, 28-15. Story drives, dishes it off right side to King. Misses the shot, but she's hacked and goes to the foul line.
It's like Morgan Miller got in really tight on her that time as she went up for the layup and got too much of the body.
The last score we had, 16-16. Shelbyville and Riverdale all tied up. That's about midway through the second quarter on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. King hits the first. Second one is good. Well, they're hitting their free throws.
3 out of 4, 75%. Just not getting to the line as much.
Long pass up, stolen away. Turnover Blackman. And Story has the ball as they trail by 11 once again. A chance to get it in single digits with a basket. They let Story, or Buchanan rather, drive. And she's fouled, going to go to the foul line again.
They're taking it right at Morgan Miller right now, and that's two straight fouls down the floor for her. Looks like Jazz Bond may be coming in for Morgan.
At the line stands Shyla Buchanan. Her first basket of the night comes at the free throw line. She hits this one. That double-digit lead will melt away to 9. A minute 48 left in the first half. Shot it and missed it. Rebound off of Lincoln County and Blackman basketball. Strong finish here, girls, with a minute 45 to go. Dangerfield walking it across the timeline. Gives it off to Bond. Now to Pollock in the far corner. Skip pass to Norris underneath. They try to get it to Bond, who lost it out of bounds. But last touch by Buchanan. That's not Buchanan, by the way. That's King. Dangerfield, the long toss in to Norris. Between the circles. It's Bond in the corner to Dangerfield. Missed the three. Rebound Norris, and cutting through is Dangerfield for the layup from the right side. Offensive rebounds coming up big here for the Lady Blaze. Up 30-18 now. Here in the near corner, driving baseline is Faulkner. Missed the shot. The long arms of Jazz Bond. Pulling down the rebound to Dangerfield. Minute 4. Pollock, lob underneath. Johnson, that's a money shot right there.
Just right back inside again, and they're doing right what they did at the beginning of the game.
32-18. Now a little ticky-tack foul called on Pollock. It's 1-1 as well. Pollock with her first. Eighth team foul, and going to the line will be Shyla Buchanan. There is a Sy Buchanan, S-Y, and then her name is
Shy.
Shy, or Shyla.
Shy and Sy.
Trying to see if I could see her on the bench over there. I would assume that they're sisters, maybe twins, who knows. First toss is no good, doesn't get the second. And in there for another rebound is Jazz Bond. Outlet pass to Dangerfield, fakes left, goes right, glides in there, blocked. But then right back into her hands with 42 seconds. That's Coach Hibden calling the play. Norris going baseline, cutting under right side. Johnson off the right block.
Right back inside again, Brian, and there's just no answer for when they can penetrate and get it down there.
Well, play three, which is what Coach Hibden called, I like.
It seems to be working quite well for him right now.
From the right side, the left side, if they can get it down there to Johnson or Bond, they've gone to work. 13 seconds. Lincoln County trying to hold. Buchanan with 8 seconds flips it out into the far corner. Now left wing, Faulkner. Faulkner drives, has it blocked and tipped around. Norris going to let it fly from midcourt. It's going to be short. And your halftime score, Blackman 34, Lincoln County 18. Nice strong finish the last minute 45 of the second quarter of play. And it's 34-18. Blackman with the lead here at the half. Coming up tonight, we'll have the Ideas Tees halftime show brought to you by Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room, gearing up for the baseball season. They have those new Nike tees, the new era on the field, flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hat. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear this new Blue Raider gear by visiting Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's. We'll be right back in just a moment as we continue State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate,
and return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
For a beautiful garden this summer, hurry on over to Martin's Home and Garden now to get started. This is Lester Martin, and it's time to plant broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and put out those onion sets and seed potatoes. We have a great selection of garden seeds, tomatoes, peppers, squash, you name it. We've got it here at Martin's. Add mushroom garden soil for super yield.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Bemis's. Quality since 1982.
At Murfreesboro Automotive, you'll never feel like you've paid too much for auto repair.
We've not had any one person show up and say, I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We get everything cleared before we do the work. When someone shows up to pick up their car, there's no surprises. None.
Whether it's a minor oil change or major engine work, ASC certified technicians at Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're just off Broad Street on Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back here on State Farm, Region 4 AAA tournament coverage from WGNS. And time for a Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight tonight, looking at the girls and boys 7 AAA all-tournament and all-regular season teams that were announced at the recent district tournament at Smyrna High School. First of all, a look at the girls' all-regular season team. From Blackman, Crystal Dangerfield, Alex Johnson, and Micah Norris. From Oakland, Ellen Riggins, Emily Eubank. From Riverdale, Taisha Petty, Alexa Middleton, and Shelby Davenport. From Siegel, Paris Lawson. From Smyrna, Kayla Hunt, and the MVP in the regular season, Riverdale's Olivia Jones. The coach of the year, Riverdale's Corey Barrett. From the District 7 AAA tournament, all-tournament team, Alex Johnson from Blackman. From Blackman, Crystal Dangerfield. Oakland, Shelby Gibson on the all-tournament team. From Riverdale, Alexa Middleton and Tiffany Lewis. And the tournament MVP, Taisha Petty. That's your highlight tonight from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of the girls' 7 AAA regular season and tournament teams. To the boys now, highlighting from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, the 7 AAA regular season team, K.J. Dowdy from Blackman, Quindell Cousin from Blackman, Laverne's Isaiah Reese, Kyle Oliver and Emmanuel Smith from Oakland, Tomas Gray from Riverdale, Robert Brandon and Ryan Jones from Siegel, Gonda Ameri from Smyrna, the MVP, Darius Thompson from Blackman High School, and the coach of the year, Barry Werpman of Blackman. The 2013 district tournament team for boys, Dante Lippert from Oakland. From Siegel, Charles Clark and Ryan Jones. And from Blackman, Quindell Cousin, Justin Coleman, and the MVP from Blackman, Darius Thompson. That's your boys' 7AAA regular season and tournament teams, and the girls as well, brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at toa.com. And this reminder to be sure to check out goprimetimesports.com. Click on the Intersource Tournament Central highlight. We've got brackets, news, scores, and much more there on our website, goprimetimesports.com. Keep up with all of the tournament action through the state tournament in the coming weeks here on goprimetimesports.com. Or you can click on wgnsradio.com and the sports icon will take you to the same place. Head to the website. We've got TOA highlights, recaps of all of the games, even dating back to the district tournament, and, of course, the Sir Pizza podcast button there in case you missed the games or would like to tell friends from out of town that they can listen back to the games and the coaches' shows on our website. That's goprimetimesports.com. We'll continue our Region 4 AAA coverage here in just a moment. On WGNS, you're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA tournament coverage from WGNS AM/FM online.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article or bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
It's food like Grandma used to make, the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three, your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open lunch and dinner Tuesday through Friday, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at goprimetime.sports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. It's goprimetimesports.com.
Got to look at the halftime stats here, brought to you by Game Day's Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. And I think you've got to look at you kept the team stats. You can give the scoring as well.
Well, I might let you have the scoring, Brian. Oh, okay. I'll keep the team stats real quick. Rebounding, Blackman out rebounding, which is no surprise right now, 13-8. However, Lincoln County did get a few offensive boards that kept them fairly in the game. Field goal shooting, Blackman shooting 56%, 14 for 25, 1 for 3 from three-point range. Lincoln County only 27% on the night, 7 for 26, and what's really killing them, they're 0 for 8 from three-point land. Foul shooting, Blackman struggling, only 30%, 3 for 10. Lincoln County hits 4 out of 7 for 57%. Blackman has 5 turnovers to Lincoln County 7.
Here's your scoring, 11 points for Dangerfield, 9 for Johnson, 5 for Jazz Bond, 4 for Micah Norris, 3 for Amanda Pollock, Morgan Miller with 2. For the Lady Falcons of Lincoln County, 8 points for Courtney Story, 6 for Kalea King, and let's see, 2 points for Liz Faulkner, 1 for Shyla Buchanan, and Morgan, Miller, that's it.
You'll get it out here in a minute,
having
Brian.
Having a spasm, it wouldn't come out. She had 1. That's a look at all of your stats. Ball is kicked. It's going to remain Lincoln County basketball. All of that from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Lincoln County moving left to right now as we see it. Clad in the blue, Buchanan flips it across the far side to Graham. She gets it back after passing off. Throws it up there toward the rack. It won't go. Buchanan with the rebound. And the baseline jumper from about six is good. Fadeaway style there. 34-20. Do have some scores, halftime scores, to pass along to you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Underneath, Bond turns, spins, shoots, scores. Nice feed inside to her off the right block. Easy peasy. Story across the timeline now. Norris raking her over the coals, and there's a whistle, foul on Norris reaching in. Those scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, all of these at half. Oakland 26, Franklin County 16. Oakland up by 10 on the road at Franklin County. Columbia 41-28 over Smyrna, 41-28 Columbia. And Riverdale 28, Shelbyville 18, 28-18. Story with the three, no good. Rebound, Bond tips it right into her hands. By the way, Riverdale a 21-9 second quarter. Ball stolen away. Story comes down, misses the shot. Buchanan trailing, this won't fall. And now, rebound tipped out. Story has it blocked. Ball is out of bounds off of the Lady Falcons. Got a break.
Two offensive rebounds for them right there, though, and look like they're going to try to push it up the floor a little more in this quarter.
Reitman needs to take care of the basketball here, but they're enjoying a 16-point lead. Just underway here in the third. One game here tonight, and we'll hopefully get all the scores from the other locations. I think we're a tad ahead, though. Johnson leans in off the left block and scores.
I guess that was play number three again, Brian.
Must be.
As they keep calling it, it keeps working.
11 points apiece for Dangerfield and Johnson now. 18-point lead for Blackman. Story to the foul line, tries to back in. Double team clogs things up to Buchanan, drives baseline. And the eight-footer no good. Rebound Blackman up the floor to Norris. Down the near sideline, turns, spins at the block. Cutting through is Bond. Missed the shot. She went down. Not sure if she wasn't tripped there. To Buchanan from the right wing. The three ball, it's online off the back of the rim.
Once again, that's three times they've put up the three-pointers this quarter and missed all three.
Dangerfield to Johnson, out to Norris for the baseline jumper. No good. Johnson flips it back out here to Dangerfield and now swings it over here to Norris. Norris underneath the Bond off the right block. She is held. Thought that official might have called a walk there.
I think the holding caused the walk for sure on that one.
Yep. Never can see what they see sometimes.
A lot of fans seem to think that anyway.
Yeah. He was very delayed in his call.
Just wanted to make sure he got it right.
I guess so.
And he did.
Bounce pass underneath to Johnson, who's double-teamed, maybe even triple-teamed, to Morgan Miller for three. No good. All blue jerseys there for the rebound. It's tipped out. Graham runs it down and gives it to Buchanan. Up the floor to Story now here on the right side. Buchanan looking in. And they do get it inside to King. She has to flip it back out to Story, who tries to back her way in.
Story's very quick, but I don't know if she's seen the quickness of Dangerfield this year.
Not sure many have. Story now fires it up after getting the quick pass. It's no good. Angel Allen had the rebound for a moment. Now Story fires it up after the turnover. Missed it, but got her own rebound and put it back in the hole. Shyla Buchanan. 38-22 Blackman, 4.5 to go. In the corner, Allen drives baseline, six-footer, no good. Hits off the left side of the rim.
Blackman missing their last four shots after hitting the first two here in the third.
And Norris may have stolen this ball away. Nope. Story did a good job of stepping in front of it. Now she fires up the three, and it's good. They're going to call it a two, though. Story stepped on the line. 38-24. Norris for three. In and out. Rebound. Lots of rebounds for Lincoln County here
they
in this
are.
Quarter. Flipped over to Story, and Story fouled by Norris. I have that
Lincoln
as her
County,
third.
Lincoln County out-rebounding Blackman here 7-3 in the third quarter, allowing them to get back in this a little bit.
It is indeed the third foul for Micah Norris. Johnson goes to have a seat, and so does Norris. Allen, Morgan Miller, Kennedy Killings, Jazz Bond, and Crystal Dangerfield to line up in for Blackman right now. Left wing Faulkner back in there for Lincoln County. They feed inside. Now flipped back out to Faulkner as Higgins goes down on the ground. Story in the backcourt on the floor. Bounce pass to King, and we've got a Lincoln County timeout as things were about to go haywire if they weren't already. 38-24, your score with 3.5 to go in the third on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Baldina Borough's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to baldinaborough.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Inbound is made here by the Lady Falcons to Story. Now Buchanan has it. Bounce pass in the corner, shot up. Three-point land, no good by Faulkner here from the right wing.
They're now 0 for 14 from three-point land.
Dangerfield quickly down the floor to Killings in the corner. Now to Angel Allen, top of the key. Morgan Miller fakes, drives baseline, dumps it back out. Killings, long two, no good. Under 3 minutes to go now. 14-point lead for Blackman. Three up in the air, no good. This time by Faulkner. Rebound going up with it is Higgins, and she's fouled from behind.
You can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Two fouls on Kennedy Killings, and going to the foul line is Higgins. This toss is good. Higgins, second freebie. This one good as well. I don't know that we want to send them to the foul line very much.
Not exactly the best form in the world, but it seems to be effective.
12-point lead, but right back at 14 as Crystal Dangerfield goes in the lane untouched for an easy four-footer. Right wing, now they give down low, driving.
Foul's going to be on Morgan Miller.
King was driving, Miller with the foul. That is four on Miller.
Quite a ways to go here in the game for her to have her fourth. We may see her on the bench for quite a while.
Well, probably going to force Alex Johnson to play a few more minutes. Maybe Chad Hibden wants. Long toss into Higgins. Now in the deep right corner, Buchanan. This three in and out. They've come awfully close on some threes, but not much success. Dangerfield to Allen. Cutting through, no. Passes back out to Bond. Shot off the lip of the rim. Rebound Story to the foul line. She,
I believe she
traveled.
Walked.
Yep, she did. She was trying to fake and lean one way, and she drug her foot.
Just couldn't quite get them to stop. Lincoln County doing a great job on the boards here in the third quarter, though.
4 minutes to go in the third. Riverdale 43, Shelbyville 26. They still have the foot on the gas pedal, it looks like. And after three quarters of play, it's Oakland 38, Franklin County 24. 38-24, Oakland over Franklin County. Lob inside, they get it to Johnson, easily off the left block. Alex Johnson with 13, and timeout on the floor. With 1:52 to go in the third, Blackman 42 and Lincoln County 26. And a message from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught here from Bob Parks Auction, the professionally trained auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Utilize the auction process to sell your property, and they're not only leaders in the industry here in Rutherford County, but around Middle Tennessee and the Southeast. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com, too, there.
GoPrimetimeSports.com. It's your local source for county prep news and information. Log on and listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Minute 52 to go, and Lincoln County gets the ball inbounds here to Story in the backcourt. Dangerfield guarding her. Really trying to make it very difficult on her, and they forced her to throw it away. It wasn't much they, it was all Dangerfield. On our website, you can check out Intersource Tournament Central. We've got brackets, all the scores updated there, and much more. Intersource Tournament Central icon there on GoPrimetimeSports.com. Minute and a half to go. Blackman leads 42-26. Johnson from the foul line back out to Killings. Her three rattles out. Thought that one was going to go. Story down the far sideline. Top of the key. Fakes right. Goes left. Passes off to the far side. Now deeper in the corner. Faulkner gets it back to Buchanan between the circles. They're letting Story run the point where Buchanan was running it earlier. Lob down low and blocked by Jazz Bond. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bond, but pretty good job there on Higgins without fouling her.
That looked like the play Blackman had been running, and Lincoln County just tried to lob it down low. Went over Jazz Bond, but she made a good recovery.
Recovery time for Dangerfield going to the bench here for the last 57 seconds. As Allen comes in, give her an extra breather in the corner. The three.
Hey,
Faulkner,
the first
good.
Three.
Finally hit one. Liz Faulkner, the first three of the night. It's not for lack of trying, let's say. Pollock at the left wing, 42-29. Blackman with the lead. They're going to try to milk this last 35 seconds, it would appear. Johnson cutting through. Allen goes up with it, but they call it a block.
I don't think she ever really got the shot off. I think Lincoln County just took it away.
Faulkner tries the three. It's no good. Rebound run down by Higgins. The feed downstairs. No good by King. Coming the other way. Blackman with 10 seconds. Allen to the right wing with 8, with 7. To Johnson, top of the key. To Pollock now with 5. With 4, they get it into Bond. Off the glass, it's good. And that is going to be the end of three quarters of play. Blackman leads Lincoln County 44-29. A trip to the semifinals is just one quarter away for the Lady Blaze. We'll be right back.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive, yeah. OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. In the right corner, get it to Johnson. And Micah Norris fires it up for the two-point basket. Micah Norris getting this fourth quarter started off the right way for the Lady Blaze, 46-29. Buchanan passes back out and finds Higgins. Back to Story now. Buchanan, right side. Not much there for her, so back to Story. She penetrates now to Faulkner for three. It's not Faulkner, it's Graham, and she hits the three from the left side.
Starting to heat up from three a little bit after missing their first 16.
Pollock has it left wing. Now passes back out to Dangerfield, who takes it way out there on the right side. Johnson pops out to help. They do feed down low. Left-handed lay-in is good by Jazz Bond. Just flipped it up there with the left hand. She could be a contortionist. 48-32. 6:44 to go. Right side, Buchanan. Looks in, not much there. Around the horn to the left wing, Graham has it. Graham in trouble. Story pops through to help. Dangerfield really all over her right now. In the lane, Buchanan goes up, misses the lay-in. And Norris down the floor. Norris down the near side, going to have it tipped away from behind by Buchanan. Story goes in the lane. Left-handed layup is good.
And she got hit, it looked like, right in the mouth by Dangerfield with no call on that.
It's right afterward. Looks, she's got, yep. Nose may be bleeding here a bit. She keeps looking. Took a pretty good little blow to the nose. 48-34, Blackman with 5:48 to go in the game. Norris to Pollock in the deep left corner. Now back to Norris left wing. To Bond, left foul line. She flips it out to Dangerfield. Norris pops through from that left foul line. Misses the shot, crawls over the rim. And Story brings it down the floor. Story going to go in there on Dangerfield, who pops it away. Norris going to have a layup on the other side if they can hold on. She tried the behind-the-back dribble. It got away from her. Pollock on the floor, ties it up. And Lincoln County basketball. Well, I know what Norris was trying to do. She just didn't get enough gas on that behind-the-back pass.
Yeah, and then it got tied up there, but it took a long time for the official to make a call. It looked like a rugby scrum almost.
After three quarters of play, Riverdale 56, Shelbyville 26.
Looks like Story's still holding her nose and mouth area right now. As she comes up the floor, she's going to give the ball up.
And Johnson picks it off, and now Buchanan fouls from behind. And if they would look at Story, her nose is bleeding.
I think it is bleeding as well, Brian.
You can kind of
the referees there. Haven't seen it, but she is really holding it.
Pollock after the inbounds from Norris. Back over to Allen. Allen out here near midcourt. Pollock feeds at the high post, Norris back out to Allen for three. No good, but fouled on the three-point attempt is Allen by Faulkner, and that's going to send Angel Allen to the foul line for the very rare Fans Heating and Air three-point play. Fans Heating and Air, providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. First toss is up and no good. Struggles continue at the foul line. If there's one thing that they can walk away with here, it hasn't been easy from the charity stripe.
Not at all.
Allen's second toss, this one off the front of the rim.
Now only 3 for 12 for the game.
Allen will have a third and final attempt here. Shot it and got it.
Finally get one in.
Kind of been the night. Her first basket becomes the seventh Lady Blaze to score in the game this evening. Buchanan passing off right side, make that left side. And finally picked it up, does Higgins.
This Blackman's still good. With all kind of pressure right now.
That's really why it doesn't look very good, because they're putting tremendous amount of pressure on whoever has the ball there.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Faulkner from downtown. This one doesn't hit the rim, and it's Blackman's basketball. 4:23 to go. Looks like it will be Blackman and Columbia come Monday night about 7:30, if all of this holds true.
I'll say Lincoln County is not shy to throw it up.
Dangerfield misses the three. Norris with the loose ball pickup and threw it away, trying to feed Bond down low. Don't have any new scorers since the 56-26 Riverdale score over Shelbyville. Oakland was leading 38-24 after three. Long pass up. Stolen away now after they feed down low to King. King threw it right to Norris. Norris tries to get it in the corner to Dangerfield. It's tipped out of bounds by Story. Coming into the game for Lincoln County is Kiana Miller, a senior. Kiana Miller in the game for the Lady Falcons. Pollock wide open for three, and this one off the side of the rim. Rebound, Miller. Smallest kid on the floor comes away with it. Now, how does that happen? Underneath, going up right side. King misses the shot, but she is fouled.
If Lincoln County could have put some shots down tonight, this game could have been much closer. They've put it up from three quite a bit. If half of those go, then this is a tight game, because they have hustled and rebounded well.
At the charity stripe stands King. She hits the first. She's been there quite a bit tonight. Well, her second trip, I guess.
Shooting 70% from the line right now, 7 for 10 as a team.
Morgan Miller came back in. Johnson goes out. Miller playing with four fouls. Last 3:35 here. Not sure. That must have been something on the floor here. The officials asked Blackman to bring out a towel.
While we're waiting here, Brian, let me just tell you, a broadcast being brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, by Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
You know, now they're going to make Pollock go out because she has blood on her jersey. And
Story a minute ago. Well, I think the ref has just realized that Story was bleeding, but she stopped now.
Well, they made them come out and clean the floor because of the blood on the floor. And that's where there was the collision with Story,
with Story
and Norris, I think. Somehow it got on Pollock's shorts. Blackman's basketball to bring it up the floor. Dangerfield out to Norris underneath. Bond goes up. She's fouled. And the basket goes. Jazz Bond. 13. 13 for Johnson. Dangerfield with 13. 13, such a lucky number.
Brian, it looks like Smyrna is coming back against Columbia. Right now, they're only down by five.
Oh,
62-57
wow.
In the fourth quarter.
6 minutes to go in the fourth. Come on, Lady Bulldogs.
Be a huge upset.
Shot it. Got it. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Jazz Bond becomes the leading scorer with 14 tonight. 52-35. Can Rutherford County get the rare sweep in region play? Story drives in the lane, now flips it back out. Faulkner back to Story underneath Higgins. Turnaround hook shot won't fall for her. Morgan Miller chases down the loose ball. Now Norris bringing it down the far sideline. Norris up the floor to Bond, and Bond falls to the floor, loses the ball out of bounds. Pollock back in. Crystal Dangerfield going out. Maybe the last time we've seen her tonight. Don't know.
Well, with 2:53 left, I would have to say it probably will be. Get her some rest.
Oakland is a winner tonight. It's a final 57-29. 57-29, Oakland will move on to face the Riverdale-Shelbyville winner. Buchanan, three ball, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound. Pollock bringing it down the floor. Pollock being worked over pretty good there by Buchanan to Bond. Norris, foul line, back out to Morgan Miller.
She may have gotten away with a walk there.
It's what the crowd thinks. I couldn't see it. I was shielded here by the official. Kennedy Killings back to Norris at the foul line. Can't back in there. 2:08 to go in the game. Blackman up 52-35. Miller looks in from the right side. Nothing there for her either. Killings backs it back out to Norris. Drives baseline. Gets free. Lost the ball. Goes out of bounds.
I think the ball just flew right out of her hands as she was going up. Really no defender in her way.
Oakland 57, Franklin County 29. Oakland girls moving on to the semifinals of Region 4 AAA girls. They call a foul on Faulkner on the pick. That's her third foul. Both teams with five team fouls. The last minute 44 to go in the game. Maybe we won't reach the bonus. It suits me just fine.
Oakland could be on their way to playing Riverdale for the third time this year.
Looking that way. Kobe Chaney in the game for Blackman. Had the ball briefly. Now to Killings. Chaney's got it now. She can run down the loose ball. And
Jada Hughes also in.
And now a double dribble. Turnover Blackman with a minute 23 to go. Jada Hughes in there along with Chaney, as mentioned. Let's see. No new score coming out of Columbia just yet. Pass to the right. Miller in the corner. Buchanan, the three, no good. Rebound, Hughes.
They are still swinging the three balls up there.
Pollock gives it off to Killings. Looks over the three, doesn't take it. Back to Miller. Blackman may be content to spread the floor here. Don't know. Nope. Killings fires up the three. It's a little long. Rebound, Faulkner runs down the loose ball, and the Lady Falcons across the timeline now. Story glides in the lane, shoots, and scores. Courtney Story with 14. Their leading scorer tonight. And we've got a timeout here on the floor, I think, just to get players in.
Yeah, I think Coach Chad Hibden just wanted to get his other subs in the game right here. Get them a little region playing time.
Final 36 and a half to go here. Mia Greitrix in the game. With the ball now, it's Killings. Blackman going to move on and will play the Columbia Smyrna winner.
Another turnover.
Down the floor, Story now for Lincoln County to the right side. The three up, no good by Miller. And now Blackman takes an elbow to the nose. Going the other way now for the last 8.1. Blackman defeated a pretty scrappy Lincoln County team tonight. Fighting about the final margin here, and they're going to call a foul with the last 2.5 on the clock.
We're not in the 1-1 yet, though, so I think this probably will be your final.
Kobe Chaney, all she's got to do is inbound, or she was fouled. All Blackman has to do is inbound. Ball got away from Killings. The official picked it up and gave it back to her. They do inbound, and no foul called, or do they? With .3, they're going to call a foul.
They called a foul. I mean, she was all over Jada Hughes, and Jada was a little upset about that. Almost throws the elbow. Well, she did throw it, just didn't get caught with it.
And that foul was on Liz Faulkner. It's her fifth foul. She's a senior. Fouls out of her last high school game. And just enough time to go back to the line.
0.3 seconds left. Let's see if they can improve on their free throw percentage here at the end of the game.
Bring in freshman Jada Hughes. Blackman going to win this one tonight. Long faces over there for Lincoln County. Shot it and missed it. Rebound, and that's your ball game. 52-37. 52-37. Here's your final score. Blackman girls a winner tonight over Lincoln County. 52-37. And they join Oakland in the region semifinals. Smyrna down by three with 4 minutes to go in the fourth was the last score we had. And we'll see if we get some more scores as we jump into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. When we return to Blackman High School, Blackman girls a winner tonight. Final 52-37 here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-